For KBIA News, I'm Bridget Bowden. The Columbia Board of Education has decided on the boundary for the planned new Elliott Battle Elementary School, scheduled to open in 2016. KBIA's A.J. Feather has more.
At last night's board meeting, Assistant Superintendent for Elementary Education, Peter Stiepelman, presented two plans for the attendance area boundary for Elliott Battle Elementary School. Board members selected an option that covers an area from I-70 north to East Mexico Gravel Road. The new school will draw students from Alpha Heart Lewis and Two Mile Prairie. It will not move any students from Shepherd Boulevard Elementary. Stiepelman says the new elementary school will help reduce overcrowding at both Alpha Heart Lewis and Two Mile Prairie.
For Two Mile, it's about meeting our goals to the community about eliminating trailers, and Alpha Heart's because it was a school that's built for 600 and we were already over capacity.
Stiepelman also confirmed at the meeting the nature school at Rockbridge State Park will be built by the year 2015. One third of the cost to build the nature school will be paid for by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources.
They know that Rockbridge State Park is a gem. They know that it has caves, it has prairies, it has forest, it has everything that, and is one of the most visited state parks in our state. And so as a result, they're looking forward to building a facility that we can use for our fifth graders.
Stiepelman says he's excited to see the educational opportunities the facility will make available to students. AJ Feather, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Bridget Bowden. Missouri House members have given first-round approval to legislation that seeks to prevent children and younger teens from buying electronic cigarettes. E-cigarettes are battery-powered devices used to heat liquid nicotine solution and create a vapor that is then inhaled. The legislation would prohibit sales to anyone younger than 18 years old. The bill was approved by a voice vote today and needs another vote before moving to the Senate. Seven Columbia volunteers are receiving a cash award for their service to the community. At a ceremony last night, the Columbia Daily Tribune recognized recipients of its 13th annual Hero Awards. KBIA's Stephanie Kawala has more.
Nick Foster, executive director at Voluntary Action Center, says he partners with the Tribune and other sponsors each year to let volunteers know the city is grateful for the work they do for others.
Essentially, the awards are to give some attention to folks who don't really seek it out. People who may not even be noticed for what they do. But all the work that they do, sometimes, most often really, in the background, is vital to the community.
Foster compared the city's volunteers to backup singers for bands. While no one sees the work they do on a daily basis, they have a large impact on the community. And that's why the Hero Awards have flourished over the years. Chris Holmes was awarded the Outstanding Volunteer in Community Protection for his work at Harvest House, a homeless shelter in Boonville. Holmes passed away in January, so his wife, Deborah, accepted the award on his behalf.
I know Chris will be proud, and the representatives from Harvest House, they nominate him. They thought enough of him to nominate him, which makes me very proud.
Each award recipient also received a $400 donation to the nonprofit organization they serve. Stephanie Kawala, KBIA News.
Dozens of Texas County residents are in jail following a massive drug sting executed by Missouri law enforcement. A grand jury issued 110 indictments for 58 individuals for mostly drug-related offenses. 45 people were arrested yesterday, and four others named in the operation were already in prison, leaving nine more at large. Texas County Sheriff James Sigmund says help from the public provides a lot of the tips needed for such a major operation.
Give us a tip. That's what we need. We'll work it. We'll pass it on to our drug task force. That's what leads up to the events, like our drug sweep. You know, that's how we get these people off the street.
Many of those arrested are charged with selling prescription drugs. Others were charged with distribution of methamphetamine or marijuana, as well as one arrest for unlawful possession of a firearm. The Missouri Supreme Court has overturned a 30-year precedent with a ruling that gives greater legal protections to injured workers who are fired from their jobs. In a 5-2 decision, the Supreme Court ruled today that employees no longer have to prove that workers' compensation claims were the exclusive factor for their dismissal in order to win lawsuits claiming retaliation. Instead, the court said employees must show only that workers' compensation claims were a contributing factor in their dismissal from their job. Jenny Chadwick was sworn in yesterday as the new First Ward representative to the Columbia City Council. She says her first day on the job has been very busy. KBIA's Heather Adams has more.
University of Missouri graduate student Jenny Chadwick has been answering phone calls and in meetings for most of her first day on City Council. She describes it as a whirlwind of a day. Chadwick says her immediate plans are to simply serve on the council as a voice for the First Ward and to express their concerns.
The biggest issues that I heard over and over again from constituents is that we have to maintain our downtown infrastructure that's in disrepair, that public safety is a very top concern and priority of the First Ward, and as well as public transit.
Fred Schmidt, the previous First Ward representative, made a few final remarks at Chadwick's inauguration. He says that he hopes the whole council will have a better plan for infrastructure than in the past.
And it would be nice to actually lay out what are we really going to do, what is it really going to cost, and how are we going to pay for it.
Schmidt says that it will be difficult at times for Chadwick, but that he is excited to see someone take his place that will be more effective in reaching out and responding to people. Heather Adams, KBIA News.
Missouri House members have endorsed legislation that could offer financial assistance to persuade more top students to stay in the state after graduation day. The legislation would add a forgivable loan to Missouri's Bright Flight Scholarship Program. Each year a student works in Missouri after school would count toward 1 year of loan forgiveness. Leaving before the loan is repaid would require repaying the loan with interest. The House gave the measure first-round approval today. It needs another vote before moving to the Senate. For KBIA News, I'm Bridget Bowden.